The National Milk Producers Federation this month submitted its proposal to the Department of Agriculture to modernize the federal milk marketing order. NMPF President and CEO Jim Mulhern says the industry needs a modernized federal milk marketing order that works better for dairy farmers.
Our effort has been to update the pricing formulas to better reflect the value of the high-quality products that are made from farmers' milk, to rebalance some of the price risks that have shifted unfairly onto farmers in recent years. And we're trying to create a pathway to better reflect the processing costs that are involved in turning farm milk into dairy products for the near future and then for the long-term future as well. We're really excited that it is a plan that will point the way toward a much brighter future for U.S. dairy industry.
The federal milk marketing order has not been updated in 23 years and needs updated to reflect industry needs of today, according to Mulhern, who points at three key changes in the NMPF proposal.
Number one, to adjust the class one mover, how class one fluid milk is priced. We want to return to the higher of either class three or four. Number two, the class one price surface itself has not been adjusted in now 23 years. We need to adjust those class one prices across the country, and our proposal does that. The third key area is the make allowance, which reflects the cost of manufacturing product. When you determine the class prices that farmers are paid for class three and class four, you need to subtract out the cost of making the product, that manufacturing allowance cost. Those haven't been changed in 15 years, so we do need to adjust those.
USDA will make a determination on whether to move forward within 30 days since the proposal was submitted to USDA earlier this month.
Our hope and expectation is the USDA will move forward on our request. We would think they may request additional proposals from other interested parties. Long story short, we're looking forward to this process getting underway with hearings that will be held, I would think, once USDA makes their determination later this summer, and then a series of hearings to look at all the issues we have raised, ultimately leading to a decision that will be voted on by producers at the end of this process. It's not a short process. It'll take probably 18 months, but it will help ensure that we get the right improvements.
If farmers want to know more about the plan, that information is available on the NMPF website.
We have a lot of information on our website, nmpf.org. As the process unfolds, USDA, if they go to a national hearing, they will be putting out information as well. And producers will have an opportunity to testify at this national federal order hearing once it occurs. But we're looking forward to having a very extensive and robust discussion to look at these issues in great detail and modernize this important program.
Again, learn more online at nmpf.org. Michael Clements reporting.